The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's a block, 10, 5, daylight, end zone, bang, touchdown UCLA.
We are the Mighty Bruins.
That's another 100-yard game, and that's a UCLA lead.
Welcome to L.A. Live from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
We've all had that person in our lives that tries to give us some life advice, and they say, you know what you got to do? You got to let go of the past. And that is exactly what the Bruin football team needs to do right now. 0-3 in non-conference play, but they are now undefeated, if you think about it, as they begin Pac-12 play. Washington State on Saturday. Nick Cope will be on the call for that. He'll be filling in for Josh Lewin. And perhaps the consistency will also be showing up. And with that, we welcome you to the Bruin Insider Show with the aforementioned Nick Cope, former quarterback of the Bruins, Wayne Cook, and myself, Brian Fenley, on the show for tonight, talking about the struggles with the Bruins offense, their urgent needs defensively, and especially how does that defense regain control after a tough game against Oklahoma last weekend where the Bruins gave up 48 points. And then it's on to the Palouse, the air raid offense led by Mike Leach. And we'll hear some of his comments and react to Leach's words about the Bruins offense.
I think that's the only way you can really look at this right now is it's a new season. The past is the past. You have to push forward. You have to correct things. And it seems like that the guys realize that and are relishing this opportunity and this challenge coming up this weekend. You're going to have a packed house, raucous environment on a Saturday night and go up against a very talented team. And I think the guys are going to be excited. They're going to be ready for this challenge.
No doubt about it, Nick. Coming up, we will bring in the brains behind this operation. Wayne Cook will join us as we begin to unravel what we saw last week and then look forward as well. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Rini Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Plateau, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure and sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, home to huge savings on phenomenal crossovers, like the completely redesigned Chevy Equinox, with more than enough space and comfort for you and your passengers, plus the versatility to bring just about anything you need on your next adventure. From style and technology to performance and safety, Equinox offers the complete package and an incredible deal. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com.
Hey
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook. He will join us in just a second. But as we begin to look into week four now for the Bruins, what we've heard a lot, guys, the last couple of weeks is consistency. It's probably been the most overused word from Chip Kelly and players at practice talking about what they need to do better right now. So we'll get into the nitty-gritty of the Oklahoma game a little bit later, but we thought that there was going to be this carryover from last year, the upward trend that the Bruins had to finish last season, well, that it would just kind of continue into this year, and it hasn't quite worked out that way. They had the players-only meeting. They're 0-3, and right now we want wins, but competitive would be a good start, and putting drives together. And so, Wayne, first of all, welcome back on the show. And as you hear this over and over again, this consistency thing, what will it take for that to actually translate on the field?
Oh, well, hey, guys. 0-3 is not where we want to be. No matter what coaches say or no matter what players say, when you start off this way, it's going to be put under the microscope and it's just not going to sound right, which is why it's frustrating. And as a player, you really do have to block out the noise, because I'm going to say this. It's up to the players to play. You know, coaches, they always wonder why the great coaches seem to be right a lot, and it's because their players make them right. When you're Lincoln Riley and you're calling plays and your players are getting open, the quarterback's making the right reads, the line's making the right blocks, you look brilliant. And when this has been said over and over and over again, the consistency thing comes from the fact that you'll have one play where a receiver doesn't run the right route. You'll have another play where one or two of the offensive linemen miss their assignment. You'll have another play where the quarterback makes the wrong read or a drop or a bad pass. I mean, you can just keep going. And what makes football the ultimate team sport, which is why people like myself love it so much, is because you all have to be doing your job. Go into any film room in America and you'll see a great play develop, and then you'll see a receiver 10 yards downfield miss a block, and coaches will lose their minds because that ruined a play. And then everybody else is thinking, well, we got 11 yards, we got 12 yards. Yeah, but we could have scored. You know, go back to that one interception that we had a couple games ago and we didn't get in at the end of the half because a couple guys didn't block the one person that could make the tackle. Those little things keep you from being good. And so I agree with what the coaches are saying. Every time I watch this team play, it's not the same person. We all love to blame one person or the star. You know, a lot of times it's the quarterback, and really the two people you blame the most are the quarterback and the coach. And trust me, they're getting plenty of blame right now, but it's a whole lot of people involved in this on both sides of the ball, where they're just not, you know, everybody's not doing the right thing on the same play, which is what separates good teams from bad teams.
And in that same vein, I thought Joshua Kelly said something interesting after practice yesterday. You know, the guy is still smiling, positive. I mean, such a glass half full type of guy. But one of the things I took away from his comments was that he said it's important to trust the process. And that gave me a little bit of pause. And, of course, the inference is that guys maybe aren't trusting the process. And I'm sure fans maybe hear that and they maybe roll their eyes a little bit. But Joshua Kelly is the model citizen of trusting the process here, given the year he had last season and his meteoric rise towards the end of the year. What was your reaction when you heard those comments?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, we Joshua Kelly, if you watch, and it's funny, guys, I can see I'm watching the game right now. I love the way Josh runs. As a matter of fact, I'll give you two guys that are giving it everything they got, Joshua Kelly and Demetric Felton. I mean, just watch them play. These are older players in the program, and they are busting their butts. Now, they're running backs, so it's easy to see. I'm not saying they're the only guys that are busting their butts, but they are busting. They're the ones getting hit hard every time they do something. And I love that. And you got to hope that you have enough leadership on this team for that to spread around to the team. I think that people sometimes get frustrated with trust the process. It's almost like it's code for saying we're not really that good right now, but we're planning on being good later. But there's truth to that in anything. I mean, I don't care if you throw out, I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, we've only been in this thing for just over a year, and we all know how many players have left the program. We all know how young we are. The problem is that a lot of these players have played in a lot of games. And in the college level, we know this because we preach competition, that either you're getting it done or you don't get to play anymore. And that needs to be something that, you know, as we progress through the year, I'll give you a quick example, and this is not by anybody's fault, but when Theo Howard came back and was put back into the starting lineup, we didn't take Jalen Irwin out. They took Kota out of the starting lineup. Now, it doesn't mean Kota's been bad. We know he's had a touchdown. He's been targeted a few times, and I'm not saying he's playing bad at all, but Jalen has made some plays, and so keep him in the lineup. Now, here's what's crazy, though. Theo really didn't factor into that game. So in true competition, and it's not his fault, I don't think we threw at him at all or very much, you have to know that with this receiving core, if you're not making plays and getting the job done, that there's someone else that wants to do that. And it's something that you see in good programs. And I'll say the same thing on the other side of the ball. You know, probably the deepest position we have is defensive line, and we've seen a few changes there. If you're not getting it done, they're going to put in someone else and see if that person can get it done. And I think, you know, some positions are more able to do that than others, but that competition helps with the process that we're talking about. One of it's just getting good at what you do, not letting down your team. Everybody does their job. And then the other thing is being pushed by people like, listen, I don't want to come out of the game. I want to play. But to do that, you have to keep playing well.
That defense that Wayne talked about, we are going to put the microscope over how they played against Oklahoma last weekend. Plus, how did the Bruins fare against Washington State in the past? They play them again on Saturday. We'll begin to look at Mike Leach's comments. But coming up first, the defense for the Bruins and their report card that Wayne gives them and how they performed against the Sooners. That is coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code Bruin to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com. Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free.
UCLA fans, the 2019 Corvette Z06 will power you ahead of the pack. San Manuel Casino is giving away a brand new 2019 Corvette Z06 every Thursday in September. Use your Club Serrano card at your favorite slot machine or table game for your chance to win the Corvette engineered to be the most thrilling car on the road. San Manuel Casino, all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for 4 people to join the chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Today's show is brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. Get behind the wheel today at your Southern California Chevy dealer and see for yourself why Chevrolet keeps bringing home award after award. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. That Bruins defense against Oklahoma, well, they gave up 48 points, I should say, the Bruins did. Obviously, we would have liked to see a UCLA win against the Sooners, but at least maybe more competitive. I think that maybe a turnover forced, and I know we got 1-3 and out, but we didn't force a punt until midway through the third quarter. And Jalen Hurts played outstanding, you know, 439 yards of offense, 4 touchdowns as the quarterback for the Sooners. Reggie Bush even tweeted, and I can't even believe I'm bringing up a USC player's name on this show, but he said Jalen Hurts is going to win the Heisman. And what he did, Hurts, in terms of exposing or doing some good work against that UCLA pass defense, Wayne. And we saw guys like Chris Barnes in a tough position, Elijah Gates getting caught, you know, giving up big plays and others. And so when you look at that secondary, where does it need to be retooled and where can it be corrected and improved?
Again, just for us to be clear, football is the ultimate team sport. If Jalen Hurts looks like he could take a nap while he's waiting for guys to get open and there's not much around him, or when he scrambles to run and he's got the whole side of the field wide open, it makes the game pretty easy. And let's face it, for all of us that watched this game, the first half seemed very easy. The second half, I thought UCLA came out and woke up a little bit and played a little bit better and played with a little bit more passion. But there was it just did not look difficult. One of the things I said to you guys before, that I was talking to Chip Kelly, and I don't know if I phrased this very well, but I talked about how, you know, Oklahoma is a mature program. And what I mean by that is they've been winning for a long time. You know, you go way back to, you know, Bob Stoops days, through Lincoln Riley, and they have every year they have either the guys that are going pro early or the 4-year graduates get to pass on the tradition of winning. When I got to UCLA, I was recruited when Troy Aikman was a senior, and we'd won 20 games in 2 years with Troy Aikman. And, you know, I was at the end of the 80s when I was being recruited, and the team had won 3 Rose Bowls in that decade. And so the idea was that you had upperclassmen that could pass down what they expected. You know, UCLA right now is trying to find its way, and they have so many young players, and there's, you know, it's just there's not as much winning in the recent, you know, our recent history to kind of pass on. So we're a very immature team right now, not just by age, but just we don't have the leadership necessary at this point. And so we watched a finely tuned machine go up against a very young team that's trying to find its way. And so going back to the defensive question, I think all levels made mistakes. I think you could talk about linebackers. You could talk about defensive line. The secondary always ends up looking bad, but there hasn't been a whole lot of pass rush. I know we got to Jalen a couple times, but like, it's been too easy for the opposing teams, and so and it's not going to get any easier against Washington State. So again, keep working. I don't want to say trust the process, but keep competing. I think what I'm hoping for, guys, is that every player in this locker room is mad right now. Every player in this locker room is frustrated and a little bit angry and really wants to prove that they can do better. And if that's the case, because, you know, it can go both ways. Sometimes when you're losing, players are going, well, it's the coach's fault. It's because we love to blame. You know, it's not our fault because I've always been good. It's the other player's fault. And so if that doesn't happen and this team stays together – offensively and defensively, and keeps believing and getting mad and wanting to get better and practicing hard, they will show improvement. It just hasn't happened yet.
And I think one of the perhaps best examples on the field of what you're talking about there with a young program going up against a more mature program is that offensive line for Oklahoma was very young. Most of them are underclassmen or maybe had a couple redshirt sophomores in there, but at, you know, more to your point in that they've been in the program for a couple years and they've had all those teachings and tools passed on to them from the guys before. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, because, you know, they weren't perfect in this game. They had some penalties. They had some Jalen makes them better because of his scrambling ability. You know, and we saw a little bit of that from Dorian in the second half, which, by the way, is a very positive thing to bring up right now. I thought Dorian's legs were good once he started running a little bit. I hope we see more of that because Jalen Hurts sure isn't worried about getting hurt. That guy was they called several run plays for him. But their offensive line was not perfect. And again, this goes to the maturity of their program. They have so much talent. Their receiving core is amazing. Their running backs are amazing. Their quarterback's done nothing but win in his career. So they, when you have a really good team, you know, I used to say this all the time. Like, people forget, like, in the year that UCLA went to the Rose Bowl when I was the quarterback, I you can go back and watch the film. I mean, I had an All-American receiver in J.J. Stokes, and people think, well, he must have just been perfect. He dropped passes. The problem is that he dropped one pass, and then the next play – he would catch a pass and break three tackles and get, you know, 30 yards. And because that's what good teams do. Teams like Alabama and Oklahoma and Clemson, they make mistakes, but then they don't automatically punt. They get it back on second or third down because they're quality teams. And so UCLA is trying to rise to that point to where they get to the point where one mistake in a drive doesn't mean that they're going to end up punting.
Well, I do want to talk about Dorian Thompson-Robinson coming up a bit because I think we did see something there that could help catapult this offense forward a little bit. But on the defensive side, a guy returned that we have to talk about in Darnay Holmes, not only what he can offer on the field in his talent, but also his leadership ability as well. And I think that was something that had been lacking in the back end for this defense in those first couple games. And someone said it on the broadcast, Wayne, it might have been you or Matt, but we realized in the fourth quarter that we hadn't really mentioned Darnay Holmes' name for almost the entire game. They just weren't throwing to him. And so how does him being back kind of help affect the rest of the defense?
It's huge. I mean, you hear it. Anybody that watches the NFL knows this. If you have one of those guys at corner that you know, you kind of steer away from, you get to do a whole lot of other stuff. I mean, it just changes everything you do. If you have to sit back and zone and drop a bunch of guys back all the time, it affects how much you can blitz, how much you can do other things. But if you can kind of lock a side down, you can do a lot of interesting things as a defense and trust that you have a corner that's going to make plays. So to be honest with you, though, the thing that I loved the most about it, because I get scared to death at ankle injuries and hamstrings. Those are two injuries that as soon as a guy comes back in and really goes hard, because you really can't practice what a game is like. And the first time they make a cut or accelerate, you know, they tweak the ankle or the hamstring and then they're hurt again. So I love that he got through the game. I just think that was huge. I thought he played really, really well. I'm sure that if you watched the tape and watched him the whole time, he made some mistakes against an amazing, you know, amazing receiving core. But yes, I think, and again, I'm hopeful that UCLA had a lot of guys hurt for a preseason that was pretty darn tough. As far as the you know, let's face it, Washington State's an example of this. I mean, their best team they've played is Houston, and this is not a Houston team that's as good as they've been. They're down a little bit right now. And so they haven't exactly played a juggernaut, and a lot of teams around the country have not either. UCLA's played a very tough non-conference schedule, and they're starting to get all their guys back and in game shape. So I'm hopeful that Chris Barnes is okay. I haven't heard anything. I don't know if you guys have heard anything, because I think that's kind of a crucial spot, that linebacker spot. But if we start getting people healthy, there are some winnable games in the Pac-12. I know that people probably don't think that, but they're out there. There's games that can be won. And so, and once you start doing things right, just like losing is contagious, so is winning. You give young people some confidence and they start having some success, they start believing. And let's hope that happens.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything yet regarding Chris Barnes, but that's potentially opening up a spot for a guy like Javari Anderson or Carl Jones to get some more time.
Yeah, and what we did hear from Chip Kelly is it doesn't seem anything season-ending. We don't want to speculate, obviously, but that is at least some good news. The offensive side of the football for the Bruins, what is its status? How did it look against Oklahoma, and how will it fare against Washington State? We'll have all that for you coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Cheer on your favorite Bruin team from the heart of Bruin country when you stay at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, a gorgeous full-service hotel located right next to Pauley Pavilion. Reserve now at lcc.ucla.edu. We reserve this segment to talk about the Bruins' offense. And against Oklahoma, only 14 points. They have scored the Bruins 14 points in each of their first three games. And against the Sooners, there were some nice sustained drives. But again, it goes back to consistency and the inability to do that. Right now, as far as yards per game for the Bruins offense, they rank 129th nationally. And like you said earlier, Wayne, the quarterback gets a lot of blame. But in this case, you really can't say it's DTR's fault in a big way, because I'm looking at this offensive line, and we thought that maybe the way they played and gelled the end of last year, that it would just kind of transition and rise up like it did coming into this year, but it hasn't quite been that way. And I feel like the biggest issue right now is Michael Alves, who has been out with a back injury the first three games. He's been a mainstay on the offensive line, a leader, and a guy who knows what he's doing out there. And so I feel without him being out there that it's created some synergy issues, and that's kind of been like a ripple effect in towards of affecting Dorian Thompson-Robinson and the running game. What say you, Wayne?
I think it's probably a little bit more complicated than that. I don't disagree with what you said. I think obviously when you lose a starting offensive lineman, it affects everything because that's a team. I also think that one of the easiest things to do in sport is to blame the big boys up front. It's just easy. Even Pop Warner teams, every one of them, when they lose, they're like, our offensive line can't block. It's like all the skill guys love to say the offensive line can't block. But that doesn't mean you can't break a freaking tackle. That doesn't mean that you can't, you know, hit the hole 900 miles an hour and get 4 yards on first down instead of getting tackled for a loss. That doesn't mean that you can't catch a quick hitter and make a big play out of it. I mean, so again, I'm going to go back to this is a team game. And while the offensive line has not been spectacular, the skill players haven't been either. And again, because I played quarterback, trust me, I've been on a winning team, and I've been on I started one year where we didn't win a whole lot. And it eats at you. And yeah, was our offensive line great? No, I got sacked 8 times in one game and got hit about 30 other times. And yet, you know who people wanted out of there? Me. It's part of the business. So I'll say this forever. There's a lot of people that need to be better. Dorian Thompson-Robinson needs to be better too. And I think he'll admit that. I think, you know, every time I did an interview after a game and we lost, it was like, I could have played better. I missed this. I didn't do that. I didn't make the right check. I didn't, you know, sometimes a sack comes down to the fact that the quarterback does the wrong thing. You know, sometimes the tackle's knocking the guy out and you roll right into it and you get tackled when you should have stepped up and maybe moved over to your right a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of little things that happen. You know, I'll give you another example. Dorian and a lot of high school quarterbacks and Pop Warner quarterbacks do this too. You drop back, and when the rush comes, you try to kind of button hook out of the back and run around everybody. Well, you can't do that at this level. I mean, every once in a while you'll get away with it, but you can't take 20-yard sacks. I mean, that's just, you always want to be moving forward back to the line of scrimmage so that when you do get sacked, at most, you lose 1 or 2 yards. And so it's on everybody. And I'm not disagreeing with you about the offensive line, but I think it is a little bit on Dorian. It is a little bit on the receivers. It is a little bit on the running backs. I mean, Joshua Kelly's not back to himself yet. I'll keep pointing this out over and over and over again. I mean, the two standouts right now to me have been Demetric Felton and Jalen Irwin, because I like how hard they play. I wish we could get Jalen the ball more, but we've got Demetric the ball a lot. All the other guys got to find a way. The problem is, though, is that if you're sitting there going Kyle Phillips, for example, you know, he gets a couple of balls thrown his way, and he's making good things happen when he does. So it's not always your fault because you're not getting the ball. And so Devin Asiasi really looked good in the last game, you guys. I mean, for a guy that big to look that agile, you know, running and catching the ball, it's exciting, but it's just not there enough. And so all of the players need to own this and find a way to get better.
Well, you bring up Dorian, and obviously there have been problems with accuracy, the fishtail attempts to evade a sack. But if I could just, you know, point out something that gives me a little bit of optimism going forward, a little bit, you know, that, okay, there's something there. He looked the most comfortable running the ball that I can remember over this last year and a plus, and that was, I think, a huge development. You know, he was decisive. There was no hesitation. He looked comfortable and authoritative doing it, and I feel like that is maybe a dimension that can help take this offense to another level, provide another wrinkle for defenses. We saw some option in the game as well. Yep. Obviously, there's still room to improve, Wayne, but I was encouraged by the way he ran the football.
So here's what's great about what you're saying. If you have an offensive line, going back to what Brian was talking about, that maybe isn't performing at their best, you would much rather have a mobile quarterback than a drop-back quarterback that sits in the pocket like a statue. You want to have a guy that can move around a little bit. And you know, from day one, you know, you can watch a lot of plays where there were opportunities to run and maybe, you know, Dorian wasn't taking it. You know, if there's an opportunity to get to move the ball, move the chains, you know, take it. And I totally agree with you wholeheartedly. He looked different. He looked more in command. He you know, the thing that's been crazy so far, you guys, is that sometimes he throws a ball where you just go, wow, that was awesome. And you watch him in practice. But here's where I think we're going to see a young man get better and better. And Coach Kelly's talked about it, and we've talked about it on the show. When I was playing, my coach used to tell me this all the time. Whenever I made a mistake, he would just say, hey, put it in your computer. Put it in your computer. Like, he didn't say forget about it. He didn't say move on. He said put it in your computer. Like, if I just threw an interception and there was a linebacker that I didn't see. Because in football, sometimes you don't see guys. But if you understand coverages, you need to know they're there. And that's what young quarterbacks sometimes aren't good at. They don't understand the way defenses work. So sometimes you have to know defenders are there even if you can't see them. And so for him, he has a limited – like, he's got a lot of space in his computer because we talked about this. He wasn't a receiver until his senior year – I mean, a quarterback until his senior year of high school. And he played some last year. And so this is like his third year, you know, as a starter. So while my computer started when I was in the fifth grade – you know, playing quarterback, and all the things that I'd seen over the years included all my high school years and all my college years, and even because I didn't play until I was a sophomore. So I had a couple of years running scout team where I got to put more stuff into my computer. Dorian's only going to get better. if he's willing to study and learn, and I think we're already seeing it, it's just not up to the level that most people want. He is starting to look more decisive and comfortable, and that means he's starting to recognize probably some of the things that, you know, maybe he wasn't recognizing before.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley. And yes, Wayne, as DTR continues to show that he is growing in the system, and those results, you know, contribute to great play on the field and even wins, maybe we won't have as many of these media personnel talking about, well, Chip, what about that Oregon offense? Why aren't you running that? And he actually addressed this and said, you know, I don't even look, in his words, I don't even look back at those days. He says the game has evolved, and he says that based on the players we have right now, we have a system that fits them better that isn't Oregon-related. What is your stance on that, and why do you think that fans and media people are throwing these questions at him right now?
Well, yeah, I don't want to sound like a snob right here, so I apologize, but there are a lot of people that don't really get football. Just because we watch it and we play video games, and there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into studying this game and understanding this game. I mean, I'll tell anybody that will ever listen that the hardest class I ever took at UCLA was football. And please don't think that UCLA is not an academic institution, but football's hard. Football is the equivalent of doing a math problem, and every time you start to figure it out, the numbers move. It's just frustrating. People never just line up and say, this is what I'm running, good luck, because football would be easy that way. It's constantly changing and evolving and growing, and Coach Kelly has always been a student of the game. I think it's funny that people think that every good coach, there are system coaches, they exist. They just think that we're going to run our plays against no matter what players we have. I've always thought that was dumb. If you have a great tight end, you want to make sure you find ways to get that tight end the ball. If you have a great offensive line and running back, you're going to be a more run-heavy team. If you have a quarterback that can rip it all over the field, if you don't change your offense to fit your personnel, you're crazy. And even if he did have these aspirations of running a certain offense, like, you can't do it until you get that personnel, and he's only had a year. So I don't understand any of that. I know that there's a lot of smart people in the media, and there's a lot of smart people out there, but I've never known a great coach. Let's give an example. Do you think that Coach Nick Saban has adjusted his offense and the type of schemes he runs over the years?
He's not running that same McElroy offense, you know, from 10 years ago that he's running right now.
Absolutely he's not. And he was a different coach with Jalen Hurts than he is with Tua, because he has different types of players. When he got a receiver in there like Jerry Jeudy, he's like, hey, we got to get this guy the ball. They had the best receiving core I've seen Alabama have in a long time. They didn't just have one good one. They had like four of them, okay, the last couple of years. So, of course, he's not dumb. He's not a system guy. He's not just going to play old school SEC football and play great defense and run the ball and just pound you to death. You've even seen people give David Shaw a lot of credit for what they've done at Stanford. They adjust what they do based on the personnel they have. And it's actually hurting them right now because they don't have great personnel right now, in my opinion. But all good coaches adjust to the talent they have. So what Coach Kelly said was exactly right. We're going to run the offense that we think works the best with this level of talent that we have. And so I don't really get what the point that people are trying to make is. Everybody's just mad because UCLA is losing. Okay, if they can hang in there and this team can turn it around, and I can't promise anything, people will be on board, because trust me, when you get the right players and you start executing right, then this same offense can start looking really good fast.
Well, if you take any sort of consolation, you look at what Mike Leach did at Washington State. It took him 3 years. He went 3-9, 6-7, 3-9 before he started to get things rolling. And so you look at that and you think, well, Chip Kelly, this is only year two. And speaking of Mike Leach, He usually doesn't spend any time talking about football-related questions to the media, but he actually answered a football question. He spoke about the Bruins. We will get into the upcoming matchup, UCLA against Washington State. Next, you're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Top five must-haves for tailgating. One, meat. Two, more meat. Three, lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best-tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. 4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best-tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
...60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Dine in the heart of Bruin country at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, located right on campus with its on-site restaurant, Platea. It's the perfect spot for you all to cheer on your team in blue and gold. Visit PlateaUCLA.com for more information. Saturday, Washington State. That's where the Bruins are traveling to. Nick Hope will be on the call, filling in for Josh Lewin, who will be handling Nick the play-by-play duties. And this Wazoo team, number 19 in the nation, they're 3-0, but my goodness, they haven't really played anybody. I guess you can consider Houston as a venerable opponent, but Northern Colorado and New Mexico State really stacking up some powerhouses there. But Mike Leach, at his presser yesterday, here's a guy who would spend 10 minutes talking about dating advice or pirates or a mascot. When you actually get him to talk about football, it is a win. And he was asked about the Bruins, and he said, quote, "I think they're extremely talented." He says they're better than they're playing right now. He says he knows that's the case because he recruited a lot of those same guys that are on Chip Kelly's Bruins team. And he says once they start playing well together, as soon as they figure things out, they're going to be a very dangerous team. And it's all started, Mike Leach, by his quarterback, and Anthony Gordon, Wayne. And here is a fifth-year grad transfer, and he has really dominated through these first three games for this Wazoo team.
He's leading the nation in passing. It's just every single year. And then I'm watching Sundays, and there's Gardner Minshew. There's Luke Falk playing. They're playing. You know, the old days where teams that were in this air raid system couldn't do it in the NFL, that's changing. I mean, you're getting the Baker Mayfields. You're getting the Kyler Murrays, the Luke Falks, the Gardner Minshews. These guys are all playing on Sundays and doing well. And then you throw in, you know, a guy that you didn't even know he's going to win the job. And Gordon, you thought that maybe Gabrud kid was going to win, and he wins the job, and then he goes out after three games and is leading the country in passing. So Yeah, he's pretty incredible, but this system is incredible. And Mike Leach, to be honest with you, I haven't always quite understood him, but I've grown to really just appreciate the fact that he's a funny dude that knows how to coach football. And I think he knows he's entertaining. He does think in a different way than most, but he's done one thing. He's done it at Washington State that I think after Mike Price left there years ago and had some pretty good success, you didn't know if that was a place where someone else would go and win. And sure enough, he has been the perfect fit for that program.
Well, sticking with that offensive side of the ball, the air raid that he is known for, obviously we talk about Gordon, and they've got a lot of receivers coming back. They've got a former walk-on in that has emerged as well. They don't run the ball too much. When you look at this offense and what I think UCLA needs to do, it's a defensive game plan that I think needs to prioritize. You got to just tackle because this is a team that just thrives off big plays, and you got to keep guys in front of you in the back end. You know, those safeties can't get beat down the field, and I think it's a tough task, not just because of the talent, but also because it can be frustrating because you're not going to be able to get to the quarterback often, even with a good pass rush, because they're such a quick-hitting offense. So UCLA, it's kind of bend, don't break in a way, because you have to just kind of buy your time, tackle, be sound, and just know that eventually you're going to have an opportunity to make a big play. How do you see things on that side of the ball?
It's a huge test, you do have to find a way to get pressure on quarterbacks. I agree with what you said, though. The problem is you think you've made this great move and you're going to kill the quarterback, and you get to him and you notice the ball's already gone. I mean, they get rid of it so fast, and their running game really is – their passing game, you don't look at the stats with them, because a lot of their pass plays, they're hitting it like 90%. I mean, they're just like run plays. You know, they're hitting a guy out quick, and they're blocking. It's just like a run play. It's like a sweep. You know, you're instead of pitching it, you're throwing it. They're so good at it. But don't sleep on Max Borgi, their running back. I mean, he's averaging almost 8 yards a carry at this point. You know, he's a heck of a player. And so there's just so much that they can do, and they're really good at it. They just know how to do it. So I don't know. Like, for me, I think if you sit back against a team like this and just try to make tackles, you know, they're going to pick you apart. I think sometimes you have to be a little bit aggressive and take some risks and try to put some pressure on the quarterback and hit him every once in a while. And don't be afraid to come up and bump some receivers and play a little tight. Because otherwise, I mean, we've seen it in some of the games we played so far this year. You know, if you give a quarterback too much time to throw, and with a receiving core like they have, most quarterbacks at this level can pick you apart. And so I really don't want to watch that again, as far as, you know, watching receivers be wide open down the field.
And then on the other side, quickly before we let you go, Wayne, the common thought here is that you've got to be able to run the ball against this defense. They've allowed over 5 yards per carry so far this season, 106th in the nation defending the run. But I know you're a little bit more bullish on this defense than I think most people are.
Well, here's the reason why. Okay, well, for one, if you fall behind, sometimes it changes what you have to do. And I know that Chip Kelly's been pretty – you know, if a run play's there, he calls a run play. And this team's going to have to learn how to run. I know some fans have gotten frustrated by that, where it's late in a game and you're losing and you're still running the ball on first down or second down. But a lot of times when you see the quarterback come up and slap his hands and then look over at the coach, they're reading the defense. And when the defense says that the run play is there and the players don't execute that run play, we always say it's a bad call. But again, I'm going to go back to the idea that the players have to make the play work. If it's a good call and the numbers are right, you need to make that work. And so, for me, what scares me, though, is that if UCLA has to throw the ball a lot, I think this Washington State defense kind of brings pressure from a lot of different places. You know, they got a lot of fast guys. They're not always the biggest, which is why they give up a lot of run yards. But they will blitz you from all different angles. They do a lot of things that can confuse an offensive team that struggled a little bit. You know, not just quarterback, but offensive linemen too. So I'm a little bit worried about that. They will attack you. So guys, I want to get this in before we leave, before I'm done here. You mentioned the run game. For UCLA right now, if you look at last year and what was good about this team, And what changed things around, it was the run game. You know, UCLA has to find a way to be able to run the ball like it was at the end of last year, because when it can do that, everything will get easier. Even for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, it'll get easier too. If you can get 4 or 5 yards a carry on a good clip, you can throw the ball and be more efficient. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Right now, UCLA has been really bad at running the football this year. They've had a couple of nice runs, but for the most part, not even close to good enough. So, yes, I hope that they establish the running game in this game.
Wayne Cook always bringing unmatched advice for the Bruin football program and analysis and insight. Thank you, Wayne, for coming on once again. And we will hear you as part of the broadcast call with Nick Cope and Matt Stevens on Saturday.
All right. I cannot wait. Hey, Nick, try not to screw things up. All right, buddy.
I'll try. I'll try my best.
Just kidding, man. You're going to do great.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Thanks again to Wayne. And coming up, we will get a little bit more into this Washington State team. Some interesting storylines about their quarterback, Anthony Gordon, that you don't hear from your typical quarterback. That is coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, the place to go for unbeatable deals on Chevy trucks, like the best-selling full-size pickup in LA, Chevy Silverado. With extraordinary power and capability to handle everything you need to accomplish, or the midsize pickup that does it all, Chevy Colorado. It's the perfect balance between work and play. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com. Call 844-55-CHEVY for details.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure and sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a 3-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Bruin football has Washington State on Saturday. And just a few years ago, Nick, I used to work in the TV market in Spokane. I used to, on a weekly basis, go to Mike Leach press conferences. And I remember so fervently this one instance where he took over 10 minutes to describe why, if you go on your first date, if the woman orders salad, you should not go on a second date.
But what was his reasoning?
He said that, you know, I just, it's not, I don't know. He, you know, he comes from like a background where kind of a macho man kind of thing. So I want someone who's going to have steak and potatoes, you know, so
he
something like that.
He wants someone to join him.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, and speaking of Leach, he brought in this quarterback in Anthony Gordon, who in the world that we live in, Nick, where everyone is transferring if they don't get that starting job and they're not willing to be patient, Gordon started out at junior college. He was under-recruited. And then he waited 3 years and then had to go up against like 3 other 5-year players going for that starting job at Washington State this year. So he finally, as a fifth-year senior, got the job. And a lot of the guys have said that, you know, it's a testament to him, to be honest. He inspires us. One of his teammates said he's a dog. He reminds me, he said, a lot of Baker Mayfield, and said he talks a lot of trash to the defense to help elevate his game. So the Bruins, they better be ready for that.
I know he's on the other side this weekend, but it is a really nice, refreshing story just in the age we are with everybody transferring. Guys are losing out in fall camp to the starting job, and that's it. They're done. This guy has had every reason to transfer. This year, you bring in Gabe Gabrud, and everyone assumes he's going to be the starting quarterback, and he beats him out. Gardner Minshew, a grad transfer last year, another guy coming in. He has had to be so patient and buy his time, and now he's getting an opportunity. You know, all things aside, with UCLA going up against Washington State, it is a nice story.
It really is, and he is averaging 440 yards or so per game through the air. It's just a fantastic start for him. Well, coming up, Nick and I will wrap things up. Our final thoughts, and a couple former Bruins have some new jobs in the NFL. We'll discuss that coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a three-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
UCLA fans, the 2019 Corvette Z06 will power you ahead of the pack. San Manuel Casino is giving away a brand new 2019 Corvette Z06 every Thursday in September. Use your Club Serrano card at your favorite slot machine or table game for your chance to win the Corvette engineered to be the most thrilling car on the road. San Manuel Casino, all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for four people to join the chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show here from Platea, Nick Hope, and Brian Finley. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. And, well, everybody's on the road this week. Everybody. There's no home events this weekend, but did want to highlight one soccer note here real quick. On the men's side, Milan Olaski has been a talented player the last couple years, but really shining at the start of this season. He has 7 goals on the year. He is tied for the national lead. He had 2 more on Sunday night in a win at CSUN. Also had a hat trick against Maryland, the defending national champs, about a week and a half ago. So you'll be able to see them coming up next Thursday. The women's team will be back. And also coming up next Wednesday, women's volleyball is going to start their Pac-12 slate hosting USC next Wednesday night. So mark your calendars. Plenty going on next weekend.
You'll also be able to see former Bruin running back Paul Perkins on the Lions, reportedly picked up by the Lions. I'm not sure if that's a team. I mean, he's going to play, but, you know, they're not playing too well right now. But, hey, that's awesome stuff for him.
Hey, he's got a job.
Also with Darius Pickett on the L.A. Chargers practice squad. So talk about a guy that the Bruins missed from last year. My goodness.
And just a guy that you like seeing good things happen for as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. And Keyshawn Lucier-South back at practice on Monday. Hopefully he'll be able to go. What a defensive ace he was last year for UCLA. For all of us that have been so helpful in putting this together, Craig Robbins, Paul Engel, Damon Dukakis, Wayne Cook, Ryan Reinicke, Greg Kahn, and the UCLA communications staff. Nick Cope will be on the call in the Palouse, 6 o'clock Saturday, 11:50 a.m. For all of us from Westwood, I'm Brian Fenley. Go Bruins!
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.